All right, we're back with James Roche, the info product guy. Now, James, tell us, is there a quick and easy way, or how did you just get started doing this?
Yes, I'll give you the lowdown on that. It's quite simple, actually. What I recommend, and I do this with my clients, is we first create an outline. So we figure out, all right, what's the end goal that we want to accomplish in this information product? Let's say it's how to improve your website, the 10 things you need to do to increase sales on your website, for example. Let's say I'm working with a webmaster. So that's our target. We understand that's what we're going to do here. Well, what I would do then is create a simple outline, nothing complex, and I would not write a script or anything, but just some bullet points on what these 10 secrets are, or these 10 strategies. For each of those, I would discuss why is that particular strategy important, what it is. I always like to put in a story or a case study or an analogy, some sort of a kind of a right-brained visual picture to help those right-brained people kind of get a context for this particular secret or strategy or step, and then explain how to do that. So again, why is it important, what it is with the story, and how to do it for every single one of your big steps that are in your info product. Now, you create a simple outline with that, and the best way to create an info product is actually now to get on the phone and record an interview, just like we're doing now. You can do this with, there's technology out there that allows you to record your calls. It's very inexpensive, very simple. What you simply do is you just have somebody interview you based on the outline that you created and walk you through and interview you through those 10 steps or whatever the program is. And now you have an audio recording. It's its own info product. The next level of that is you can simply get that audio transcribed. It's difficult to write. Even us writers who love to write know and will admit it's difficult to write. However, it's very, very easy to edit. So that's the key. So in your online call that you did, it could even be a live teleclass even to in groups of people, you record it and you have it transcribed. You now have basically a manuscript of all your information already written in a way that is in a natural conversational style that is naturally yours. And all you need to now do is kind of go through it and clean it up, edit it. And voila, you have, it can be a special report, it can actually become a book, an e-book, which is an electronic book that people can download online. So what you've just created was an audio program, a CD, plus an e-book or a mini-book in one fell swoop. It's awesome. It's a very effective way of leveraging your knowledge and your time.
So now you have multiple kind of stages to your product then.
Exactly, because people learn in different ways. Some of us like to listen, some of us like to read, some of us even like to have that kind of one-on-one experiential contact. So that lends itself to like the three main modalities that you can create info products: visual, auditory, and kinesthetic or experiential, which could be one-on-one coaching, group coaching, live events, things like that.
As we mentioned before, I believe that information products are essential for every business, including brick-and-mortar businesses, whether you're a real estate person or you sell insurance obviously, even the pizza guy could come up with a real estate one. not a real estate, but with an information product on something. Who knows? But the point is you got to have those information products out there. For one, they're a free way to get leads, and they're also a great way to bring in that additional income. James, I was talking to one of my clients, and he has big swings in his business. Now, he does self-storage buildings, and these are big, these metal buildings that go up with these little, basically 10 by 10 lockers, and sometimes 10 by 20 and so forth. And they had huge swings in their business because of the time of year and all sorts of stuff.
Sure.
I said, you know what? What's your secondary income? What's your backup plan? And they have nothing. They plan on going 2 or 3 months a year without any major sales. And I was like, you know what? You have an entire audience of people going to your website and buying from you who are starting self-storage businesses. So create a self-storage guide to your business or whatever it might be. And because he has 20 years of experience in that industry, And who knows, I mean, as far as, you know, what kind of security do you need? What kind of lights do you buy? What kind of locks do you need? I mean, there's so many pieces of information that an entrepreneur would need when starting up a self-storage business, which happens to be one of the most creative and most profitable real estate businesses out there right now.
Yep.
I said, you know what, you could sell that for $2,500 and people would buy it right and left. So,
well, exactly. I mean, you tapped into a very good idea, and this is universal with a lot of industries out there. Let's take massage therapists or realtors or financial planners. So many financial planners are good, really good at what they do, but they're not so good at building a business, or they're not so good at marketing their business. Those two things are areas that you can actually, if you're successful and you've kind of, you know, you've figured out the system and how it works, well, you can now create a product on how to make money as a massage therapist, how to make money as a realtor, how to make money as a financial planner, or whatever it is. That's one of the best and most profitable types of info products is to create, is take what you've done in your business, package it up for others so you can teach them how to do it with the shortcut method.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's very valuable to people because everybody wants to know how to make more out of less, and so it's very good. Well, we've been talking about business and so forth. I mean, you know, how to make the most out of business. Now, how does your marketing strategies apply in other areas such as life beyond business?
Yeah, okay, this is a good question. One of the things you have to realize is that throughout your life, you've gained experience and you've gained knowledge that while it seems obvious to you, let's say on, if you're a bookkeeper and an accountant and you have that analytical mind, it seems obvious to you how to balance a spreadsheet. But I tell you, it is not obvious for a lot of the population. And they are hungry for your knowledge and for your experience.
That's right.
So you can actually leverage your knowledge, package it up into a box, and do that once. You create your product once, and then you sell it over and over and over and over again. So in other words, this is what I was said earlier about this idea. You don't have to always trade dollars for hours, meaning you don't have to just work by the clock to make money. You can leverage your time, your knowledge, your expertise, create an info product, and sell it again and again, and now that is evergreen. It's going to keep selling long after you've created it. In fact, it happens basically almost every day for me when I wake up and I turn on my Outlook and I look in, there's money coming in for things that I've done in a year ago, 2 years ago. So that's the
that's
power.
An exciting feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge because I don't have to, quote-unquote, work for that anymore. I did it once, and now it's evergreen. It's going on and on. So there's another aspect to this, too, about kind of going beyond just the business. And this touches on something I kind of hinted at before, too, which is you actually do have a unique gift. You have a unique way of seeing things, of doing things. And there's a little bit of an element of leaving a legacy here. You can capture what you do so that way it's not lost when you go. But this thing can go beyond you and help people for potentially generations to come, because you've figured out the secret. You've figured out certain strategies, certain ways to do things, even if it's little things like within your business on how to grow a business as a realtor, as, you know, a car dealership, whatever. Well, you can help so many other people by the knowledge that you've gained, and in exchange for that, they're going to pull out their wallet and pay you for it handsomely.
Well, it seems like with this kind of marketing strategy, You would also start, you know, in your daily life, you would start seeing opportunities say, you know what, people need help in this area. I'm going to go write a book about this, or I'm going to write an information product about that. You know, hopefully it's in the same niche, or, you know, so you keep your focus.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, you could really go out and expand and continue to expand time and time again without actually working by the hour. I mean, you do the work.
You're right on the money with that. You're exactly right. And there's a process I do with people, and what it is I create a model. I call it a model. It's a simple idea. But what we do is we take the knowledge in your head and we actually create a graphic image. It can be a circle, it can be a square, a triangle, and we actually map out what are the big steps that you take people through. So, for example, for me, I create info products. Well, there's three big steps in doing that. The first is you got to create a plan. The second is you actually have to create the product, the physical product, and the third is you have to market it. Well, for each one of those three, I can break it down into sub points are little modules underneath each of those three big steps. And for each of those modules, I can create an information product. And for each of those modules, there's going to be a specific strategy. For example, how to create excellent headlines, how to write a headline, which falls under the module of creating a marketing message, which falls under the planning stage. You see what I mean? So you can hone in, you can drill in, mine in for all of those gold nuggets that are there and get more and more specific and create one info product after another. Each one of those, you can visualize this as a stream of income coming your way. You create it once and it keeps going, evergreen. And that's what's so exciting about this, is that you can go as deep or expansive as you want in creating multiple streams of income for yourself over time. And you can stop when you want, and you can keep going if you want. There's no end to it, really.
Well, it's very exciting. No, it's very exciting because you can constantly leverage that, you know, and give, you know, let's say you come up with a new product. You can take your old products and give them away for free if they buy your new product, and so forth.
Yep.
So you're constantly leveraging your knowledge against itself. So it's great. All right. Well, I appreciate having you on the show today. It's Jay Roche, expert in the direct response marketing. Now, he's the info product guy, developed an easy way to create ebooks, audio programs, teleclasses, all kinds of neat stuff. Now, of course, you have a special program or a special report, 3 Secret Steps to Creating an Information Product That Makes You Money. Of course, it's at infoproductguy.com.
That's right.
Okay. And we will also link to that from resultsradioshow.com as well as with our audio broadcast there. Anything else you'd like to add today or talk about?
Oh, well, I think the final thing I'll add as a kind of wrapping this whole thing up is this idea, again, of if you imagine even where you are right now, you're listening to this at this moment, whether you're sitting, you're driving, that there are people even within a 10-mile radius of where you are right now that actually need your help. They have a problem, and you have the key to unlock that strategy, that solution for them. And these people are ready and willing to pay you for that if you simply just get in touch with them and you provide them the information in a way that they digest it and can appreciate it. And so you're out there not only to make the profits, but you're also going to make a positive impact for all of those people. And that's even within 10-mile radius locally. You can expand that sphere all the way around the globe. Now with the Internet, you can be selling your knowledge to people in China, to people in Australia, which I do. I get calls from Australia and England and all over the world, people getting in touch with me. It's fascinating to me. And it's just a wonderful business and a wonderful way to make an impact in people's lives.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do here today, is not just business, but making impact in people's lives and, you know, life beyond business. So it sounds great. Well, thank you, James, for coming on the show today. We loved having you here.
Thank you.
And we will be talking to you again shortly.
That'd be great. I'd love it. I enjoy talking to you.
All right. Thank you for coming.